Lesson 3C, Exercise 4.
Hello, and welcome to Family Matters. And today we'll be discussing ageing and the elderly. With me in the studio is Professor Terence Clark from the University of London. Professor Clark, how would you sum up people's attitude to old age?
Well, nobody really likes the idea of getting old. But as Woody Allen remarked, getting old is better than the alternative. And we'd better get used to it, because more and more of us are living longer and longer. Here in the UK, we've got more people who are over 65 than under 16. It's the first time in history that this has happened.
So, how long can most of us expect to live? Is it possible to say?
Life expectancy here in the UK is now 78 for men and 82 for women.
And what did it used to be?
Well, way back in classical times, the Romans and Greeks, the average life expectancy was 28. And in fact, it was similar in many other civilizations throughout history, right up until the modern age.
That's amazing! 28! So when you reached 14, you'd already lived 50% of your life?
No, actually that's not right.
But you said 28.
Yes, that's the average life expectancy. But not many people actually died at that age. The majority actually died before the age of 4. If you were lucky enough to reach the age of 14, if you survived all those childhood illnesses, you had quite a good chance of a long life. You might even live to be 60. But 70 was unusual. This was true for most of human history, right up until the 20th century. Then life expectancy began to increase sharply. Only 4 decades ago, it was only 69 for men and 75 for women. Today, living to 90 isn't unusual. That's why most governments are trying to raise the retirement age. For example, in the UK, it's due to go up to 68 by 2027.
So how do you explain this rise in life expectancy?
It's mainly down to medical science and healthcare. Also, we're more conscious of trying to stay healthy these days, eating healthier food, taking regular exercise. People didn't worry about those things so much in the past because, quite frankly, they didn't expect to live so long.
I suppose the idea of getting old is less frightening if you think you're going to stay healthy.
Yes, it is. Maybe you heard about the British man who recently set several athletics records at the age of 100.
That's amazing. Can you imagine a time in the future when the parks are full of 100-year-old joggers trying to keep fit?
Well, personally, I think it's very unlikely. The human body doesn't seem to be designed to live that long, although there are exceptions. But certainly, I think we'll see more people in their 80s leading healthy and active lives.
So, it isn't time for me to give up exercise yet, at the age of 56?
No, certainly not.
Although perhaps I should lose some weight before I start jogging.
Well, a few kilos, yes.
So, does this increase in life expectancy cause any problems?
Yes, it does. Firstly, there's an economic problem. Governments can't afford to pay everyone the state pension if they're going to live for 20 or 30 years after retiring. Then there's also the problem of how we, as a society, take care of all these elderly people. Many countries are having to face this problem right now.
And how do we compare with other countries and societies? Are we more or less the same in the way we treat the elderly?
No, not at all. There are very significant differences between cultures.
Can you give us a couple of examples?
Yes. Well, in many societies, elderly people always live with their families. In fact, the families think of it as an honour to have their elderly relatives in their home. In Britain and North America, it's more usual for elderly people to live in nursing homes if they can't look after themselves. And at the other extreme, there are traditional nomadic tribes who simply abandon their elderly people because there's no way of looking after them.
So some cultures treat their elderly people worse than we do?
Yes, but not many. And interestingly, some societies who in the past took good care of their elderly relatives are becoming more like us. Places like China and India, particularly in the big modern cities. Younger people in those places want to live their lives and be independent. They don't want to look after an aging grandparent.
Yes, I see. Fascinating stuff. But I'm afraid we've run out of time. Professor Clark from the University of London, thank you for coming into the studio.